Welcome back to General Ghetto and the Gen, as we have christened this podcast. This is episode number four or five, I guess, if you count Missions episode. It's whatever, who really cares? So this is Friday, October 20th, 2006, and the General is a happy camper because the Mets are out of the playoffs.
I found my phone.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I found my phone.
Oh, whoopee. Well, I guess we have our priorities in order. So I figured we'd start today by answering really old mailbag questions that we never bothered to answer. And the first one is from RedsFan28. And is Jerry Nairn the worst manager in Major League Baseball? And quite frankly, I refuse to answer that question because I'm sick of the goddamn Reds. So,
thank you, Jerry.
General, why don't you take this one?
Well, depends how you look at it, really. For Reds fans, yes, he is the worst manager in baseball because, you know, of course, we're never going to get the lineups we want. But, you know, he always puts out the shittiest lineups known to man. To say he's the worst manager in baseball isn't really... No, I wouldn't say that. Because for the Reds, you know, the Reds were like, what, 15 under last season, and then they brought him up to 5 under, which isn't much considering how much we had. And we were leading this division in the wild card, but then we all blew it. Because Dunn got depressed, Kearns was traded away, and all that other stuff I ain't even get into. There's so much stuff. But to say he's the worst manager, no. That's a little too extreme. I think by far the worst manager is, you know, whoever's managing the low end teams. You know, Buddy Bell. I wouldn't say he's the worst manager. Well, he kind of is the worst manager because of the record. But look what the Royals have to play with. You know,
it's not like he has a gold mine down there.
Exactly.
Cincinnati.
So, no, he's not the worst manager in baseball today. Reds fan 28.
You know,
here's your answer.
I don't know. I have watched my share of Cincinnati Reds games, much as I hate to admit it. And I don't know, just the decisions he makes are just like, I mean, you know, I know every manager has his own like
way
fetish for a certain player. Like Dusty Baker had his obsession with Nathy Perez and Todd Walker and, you know, Bobby Cox loves Brian Jordan to death. But what's his face? Nairn just has this obsession with terrible players. It's ridiculous. And the lineups he makes make no sense to me. It's like, come on. I mean, I understand batting Dunn second sometimes, but whatever.
He is
the worst manager for me because the Reds do have talent at the major league level. I mean, I'm not going to blame Buddy Bell. Buddy Bell has nothing to work with.
Yeah,
neither
exactly.
Does, you know, so some managers who manage terrible teams who just have nothing to work from, like Buddy Bell from the Kansas City Royals, and what's his face, who managed Seattle?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Seattle managers suck. Right, moving on to a less biased question. This is addressed to me from Reds Are Better. How many clouds are in the sky right now? And come on, man. Wasting my time here. Next question. Give us your number one reason to watch baseball. I guess this is for both of us. Let's see. Number one reason to watch baseball. Because I don't have a reason. I don't watch baseball anymore. Baseball stopped for me in June when we went 7-21. But I guess for me, the number one reason I watch baseball is because I love watching John Smoltz pitch. So whenever he's on, I really schedule my day around watching Smoltz pitch. Or if Smoltz isn't pitching, I like to watch Braves games for, you know, to check out the youngsters like Chuck James and Ken, Frank Tour, you know, Kelly Johnson when he comes back from Tommy John surgery. So I guess number one reason I watch baseball other than John Smoltz is... to watch the rookies develop. to watch the youngsters develop and see what's in store for the future. I don't know. As far as non-Brave related, I watch it personally because I try to make it a habit of watching the games where, you know, good pitchers pitch, so sort of pitching duel, theoretically. Because I really like watching good pitchers perform, because it's a rarity for me, because the Braves don't have good pitching. So, good pitching is when I try to tune it.
Yeah. For me, number one, I watch baseball. I've grown up on baseball. Born in Cincinnati, I went to a whole bunch of games. Down in South Carolina, where I lived for 6 years, I went to a whole bunch of independent league, you know, well, when they were independent league, the Charleston River Dogs. Then they got bought up. Well, they were the Charleston Rainbows. And then they found out Rainbows, you know, well, gay.
Fabulous!
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And so they scratched that idea and came up with the River Dogs, which I think is a pretty good name. And, yeah, we bought season tickets down there. We would go to all those games. And then when I moved here, we had Texas Rangers, which, you know, that isn't really, you know, much, but it's baseball, and we'd go watch those games. And so I grew up in baseball. I, you know, I played it for Lord knows how long, and then my knees blew out. I've got really bad knees.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
That's pretty odd, you know. I'm going to end up with a knee replacement, you know, freaking 25 years old. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm going to kill myself. I'm not going to have knee replacement surgery. I've seen that done, like, on people. They take I'm not even going to talk about it. It's disgusting. yeah, you grew up on baseball. I grew up on food shortages in mother country. So
all right.
That's not a reason for it. And so, Natasha, baseball plays you. Well, not really. okay, give us your analysis on the Blue Jays for next season and the reason why there will be another great team in the A-list next season. All right, so next season twice. Let's see. Well, I picked them as my sleeper team for next year. So I guess, you know, they have solid starting pitching. Halliday and Burnett are quite a 1-2 punch. I wish the Braves had that, but Hudson stinks. And I like their closer, B.J. Ryan. Although I do think they were paid for him. He's been solid for them this year. They have Wells in center. He's a good center fielder. Reminds me of Andrew Jones with a slightly higher average and a little weaker arm. They have Rios, weaker arm. Rios has a gun out there, right? He's developing some power, good average hitter, steals the bases. But Troy Gloss up there, he's a beast. What I think they need is a shortstop, because Russ Adams is terrible. And so if they go out and get a shortstop, I remember they were linked to Tejada when the Orioles were trapping him, I think. And so if they go out and get a shortstop to, you know, who's better than Russ Adams, I think they could honestly win the wild card or at least contend. I don't know if they're going to win the AL East, but they could certainly play spoiler, just like they played spoiler this year.
Yeah, but with the Blue Jays, you know, whenever they got all those signings this year, you know, Troy Gloss and, you know, all those other pitchers, everybody picked them, you know, like, oh, maybe they contend this year. Maybe they'd be up there with the Yankees and the Bo Sox, you know.
The Sox.
And then what happened to them? You know, they... Nothing. Absolutely nothing happened to them.
I'm going to disagree. They were pretty damn good out there in midseason. They were up there with the Yanks and the Sox. So it's not like they were, you know, out of it from start.
Oh, no. I didn't
pick them. For this season, I said they might be decent, but they won't contend. And they sort of had me feeling a bit stupid when they were, I think it was like 2 games back or something in June or July. But, yeah, they tailed off. I think the reason they tailed off is because Burnett was absent. Well, absent. He was on the DL for a while. And if Burnett can stay healthy and the team can stay healthy and they can get a shortstop, I think they could certainly be something. And they didn't sign Gloss, by the way. They traded Orlando Hudson for it.
Well, that's what I meant.
Right.
Of course, that's what I mean.
Okay, this one is for you, actually.
Yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen in San Diego?
San Diego, of course.
Duh!
Duh!
That's so obvious! Okay, yeah, Reds are better. Must have been, like, high or something when he asked these questions. How many clouds in the sky right now?
That's why he's okay, not here.
Finally, question from 777 Rack, everyone's favorite Christian, is to both of us. If you were the coach of the Cardinals, what would you say to your players for blowing a huge lead? Let's play a sound bite from Denny Green's interview.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, the Bears are what we thought they were. The Bears are what we thought they were. The Bears are what we thought they were. The Bears are what we thought they were.
I would just play that over and over again, and I would say, guys, look what you made me do on national television. I hope you're happy. I mean, I watched that game. That was such a disaster. That was worse than, you know, San Francisco, New York in 2002 with the botched snap at the end where the Giants were up by, I think, 21 at halftime. That was worse because the Giants sort of, you know, stopped playing defense. We were still okay. We were moving the ball. We had you know, ball control, whatever. The Cardinals, they did nothing on offense. Defense did absolutely nothing. And I think what killed them was the special teams. Was it a punt return or a kick return? It was a punt return, I believe, for a touchdown by Devin Hester. I mean, I was sitting there and I was like, holy crap, this is the worst half of football I've seen played, you know, since 2002. It was a complete disaster. It's like they didn't want to win the game. Like Herman Edwards said, you play to win the game. And the Cardinals did not play to win the game. So let's play the interview one more time.
Out they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought. We let them off the hook.
Reminds me of Howard Dean a bit, actually.
You know. Oh, my God. Oh,
Vermont and Maine. And kick down the door to the White House. Yeah. Down went Howard Dean. And I think this is Denny Green's last season out there in the desert.
I think he went a little too extreme firing his offensive line coach like right after the game because...
Extreme? Did you see what the line didn't do?
I mean, that's not technically that's not the coach's fault.
That was not the coach's fault. You just stand there. The line sort of moved like away, and they were like, "Here, you know, go get him." It's like if you set yourself up and they snap the ball, and you just stand there. You'll have a better chance of, you know, carrying out your blocking duties than the Cardinals had in the second half. It was ridiculous. It's like they were all trying to block one guy or something, because I saw like guards pulling on passing plays and there was a tackle out there. I'm open, Matt. You know, it was ridiculous. The line play along with the special teams is, I think, what killed them. And of course, not gonna discredit a certain team from a certain city is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
Because they did have a good game, but you know, the Cardinals didn't exactly make it hard for them out there in the second half.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
So,
but
baseball?
I really don't get why they did that. I mean, the players were out there on the field. The coach told them the plays. It was the players, you know, the players set it up for them, you know. If you want to blame somebody, blame the players, not the coach.
What are you going to do, fire Leonard Davis, the right tackle? You can't.
Well, I think that's why they wanted to search for somebody to blame with the coach, because they didn't want to, you know, put it all on the players and, you know, maybe we should get rid of these players because, you know, but it's one game. And, yeah, they blew it big time, like the worst ever. But to fire the coach the next day... over one game, I mean, that's a little extreme in my books. I mean, I don't know about you, but
Well, I've got one last thing to say.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game? The Bears are what we thought they were. The Bears are what we thought they were. The Bears are what we thought they were. The Bears are what we thought they were.
Does that answer your question, 777 Rack out there at AZ? The Bears are what we thought they were.
They're what we thought they were. Let them out the
We're going to Vermont. So,
Oh, motherfucker. All right, so moving on to why I'm happy today. Well, many reasons why I'm happy, but the baseball reason why I'm happy is because the Mets lost last night. And I'm saying the Mets lost. I don't think that's the right term. I'm gonna go ahead and give the Cardinals credit on this one. Because usually when the Mets get a loss, it's because the Mets gave the game away. But I honestly think that the Mets played very good last night, and Willie Randolph made a questionable decision putting in Cliff Forward out there to pinch hit. I think it was, you know, having shaved Kirk Gibson in his mind. Floyd limping around the bases. But, yeah, the Cardinals, I'll give this one to the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are where we thought we were.
They were without they were. No, but really, the Mets, yeah, they're gone. Thank God. All the Mets fans in school are depressed today. Oh, the Mets, 2007, our year, our time. Fuck you.
They had such a good season, too. I mean, I picked them to go to the World Series.
Well, that's because you're an asshole.
Yes, this is true. But, I mean, they did so good during the season, but then the playoffs came around, and they just couldn't deal with that long haul. And
so they lost.
And we have the Tigers and the Cards in the World Series. Sorry, Rack.
Disappointing matchup in the World Series.
Would you say it's more disappointing than last year's, though? Because last year's was pretty boring.
Well, what was last year? I don't know.
Exactly my point.
Well, that was, Last year was Sox
and White Sox and Houston.
That was pretty bad. Last World Series I remember is 2001 when the Yankees lost to the Diamondbacks. So blame me. But let's see, 2002 was Angel Giants. Oh, I remember that was a disaster because the Braves should have been in the World Series. 2003 was the Aaron Boone year, so the Yankees lost to the Marlins, am I correct? Yes, I'm correct. Why am I even asking? 2004 was Sox against Cards. 2005 was
the
other Sox. Well, actually, 2004 was the Sox against the Cards, and 2005 was the Sox against the Astros. That was a boring World Series.
That was. I think this year I'm going to be more excited because you don't really know what both teams are going to put out there because the Cards are they're worn down. They haven't really been there. They've been relying. I mean, Tony La Russa has put in some coaching moves out there that have just blown my mind, and how he gets away with them. It just,
I really can't stand Tony La Russa. I hate the city of Detroit with a flaming passion. And actually, this has nothing to do with, Cox Sports or whatever. But I think I might sort of have to cheer for the Tigers in this one. Because this Tony La Russa and Walt Jocketty, I just can't stand them. I like Carpenter. I like former Brave Adam Wainwright, who was dropped those sick curveballs last night, but I really hate Tony La Russa. People say Bobby Fox has a terrible postseason record. Tony La Russa is arguably worse, but yet nobody ever brings up Tony La Russa, God forbid. So yeah, I say Tigers in five.
I really don't know off. I can't really make a prediction because I really don't know what both teams. The Cards, they have, they haven't had that week off like the Tigers have. So they're coming in there just on an off day, while the Tigers have had a week off. You don't know what shape the Tigers are going to be in. I mean, of course they've practiced and all, but they haven't been in games, like the Cards have. So the Cards might have that momentum coming from that last playoff series to the World Series now. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what comes out, I think.
I don't. I think it's going to be ridiculously boring and uneventful
because
World Series,
aren't
just like
there.
Last year.
Because the Braves aren't in there, right?
No, it's just that the teams aren't exciting. If Oakland was in it, I would have loved to watch the World Series. It doesn't matter who the NL guy is, because I like Oakland. I think they're an exciting team.
But it's
even if the Twins were in it, I'd be more excited. The Tigers are just so blah. It's like, the Tigers, they have what? Bonderman, Rogers, Robertson, who's the other starter? Verlander, who's I think is starting game one. And, you know, none of them are... There's no people on either team that I like. I mean, there's people that I would like on the Braves, but there's nobody that appeals to me as a player. I mean, Eric Chavez and Barry Zito appeal to me as players. What's his face? K-Rod from California, surrounding states and, you know, U.S. territories out there.
Milky Way, Galaxy.
Yeah. What's his face? K-Rod appeals to me. A lot of people on the Yankees appeal to me. John Smoltz appeals to me. Nobody on the Tigers appeals to me. And on the Cardinals, Albert Pujols would appeal to me, but he has no personality whatsoever. He's the greatest player in the game right now, but he's
well, lately he has had a personality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tom Glavine. Balls hit hard. No kidding. Glavine's been doing that for 20 years. That's why he's almost 300 wins. And to say that, you know, oh, he wasn't dominant. Well, he's been doing that.
Well, he kicked their asses that night.
Yeah, well, that's why Pujols is a player, not a philosopher.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have nothing else to say. The first game of baseball I've watched since attending a Yankee game out there in late September was last night with Wayne McDonald's to curveballs, and I was bored. So, yeah, baseball is dead. Baseball is dead! When do pitchers and catchers report?
The countdown has begun.
All right, so let me talk about something that actually interests me. The New York Giants. Sitting pretty behind Philly out there, going out to play Dry's favorite, you know, team from Dallas, Texas, after the Dallas Cowgirls on Monday night. Y'all better be watching, because Brandon Jacobs is going to unleash some serious punishment on the Cowboys. Yeah, let's see. What should I talk about? Should I talk about Eli Manning and how he's having a better season than Peyton? Should I talk about Tiki Barber, who would go into the Hall of Fame if he bothered to play, you know, a couple more seasons? Well, Brandon Jacobs is an absolute animal out there running back. Or Plaxico Burress, who's been stepping it up lately. Or Shockey, who's playing through injury. Or our defensive line. Oh, shut up, you hillbilly. Right, so Giants Cowboys. I've got Giants 27, Cowboys 20.
You're
Cowboys
being
20.
Generous.
I got the Giants ahead.
You're being generous, Cowboys.
The Giants don't blow people out. The last blowout in the past 4 years that I can remember that wasn't against the Vikings was 36-0 last October 31st. I think it was the 31st. It was on Halloween, I think. 36-0 against the Redskins at home. But other than that, I don't recall the Giants blowing anyone out. We like to keep the teams in and then crush them when we beat them. Right. So, you got anything off-topic to say?
I love lamp.
Man, you are whack. Okay, let's see. I heard a joke today. It was really good, but I forgot it. So, no joke of the day.
No joke of the day.
No joke of the day. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I've let you down, Strike 3 Forums. I'm going to go punish myself. So, yeah, with that, Ghetto and the Gen are done for today.
Strike3forums.com.
Good night, Canada. you don't think you can run us this easily, do you? Because,
no.
Yeah, we never leave.
Never.
You guys have no idea how much money I had to pay to get the war chant onto this podcast. Right? No idea. Like a bazillion rubles.
Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered the joke. Actually, I didn't hear it. I heard a different variation. I was like, this sucks, so I changed it a bit. So, what's his name? Donald Rumsfeld, or, no, Condoleezza Rice walks up to Bush and goes, "Hey, you know, Mr. President, 4 Brazilian soldiers were killed in Iraq today." And Bush goes, "Oh, that's terrible." And then he looks at Condoleezza for a second and he goes, "How many is a Brazilian?" You know, get it? No reaction?
No.
Oh, fine. Screw you all. Screw you all, with the exception of Mech77, the kind-hearted gentleman who's nice enough to provide us with a place to, host this useless podcast.
Thank you.
And, of course, Mission, who's a man who makes everything happen around here. Lynch, who's a old... Well, it's Fisher Cat, who had a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Fisher Cat.
Happy belated.
Reds are better, who's, he's too nice to people. And, that's about it. Well, RZ, obviously, because he's just an amazing Braves fan who knows everything there is to know about everything.
And us.
Yes. And I think that about does it for us, except you got some amazing jokes. Like, you know, me.
No amazing jokes, but I
got mad jokes. Finally, actually, I'd like to give a shout-out to someone who we have no idea who he is, but Technical Director Newell Kring, who is just the best person alive. Yeah. I love you, Newell. Got your back.
And,
StrategyForums.com.
Good
night, Canada.
You guys, make sure you get out there and start recruiting for the forums. You know, we could always use new members, always use, you know, new input on around here. And keep this place.
Unless
busy.
They're Reds fans. We don't want any more Reds fans.
This is true. I mean, I'm even willing to admit that. We need better, you know. Of course, we've got the core group around here, you know, but it would be nice to add on to that crew, you know. So, you guys, you know, we've got flyers on the forums, you know. Print those babies out and, you know, post them on your bulletin boards at school. Everybody, you know, not everybody likes the game of baseball, but there's somebody out there that, you know, likes to talk it, and I'm sure this is definitely the place.
I hate baseball.
This is definitely the place to do it. I love this place, and you know, this is where I keep coming every time I open up my browser. So you guys, you know, get out there and start recruiting, and you'll get rep. I know how everybody's rep whores around here.
What kind of a loser post on a message board?
General,
such a loser. So, hey. Just because I have like 5,000 more posts than anybody else on the forum doesn't mean I like to post. Maybe I do it because I'm a masochist. Yeah, that's probably.
And also, guys, send in mailbags, man. We're always up for more questions. You know, you guys got questions, we'll answer them.
Yeah, seriously, we need you know, we love. Well, I don't know about ghetto, but
I need
answering your questions.
Love is nice. Love is.
Yeah,
is where
I don't have any material of my own, so you guys got to provide me with material.
I mean,
right?
Seriously, we sit here and just 5 minutes before we start recording, we're like, "All right, what should we do?" So you guys, you know,
yeah,
you guys, that's why we have you guys. We send it in, and we'll answer them. It doesn't matter how wacky, how, you know, stupid. We'll discuss it. We'll say, you know, so-and-so said this stupid post. We might not go into detail.
Yeah, and
I would
personally prefer, the, like, some stupid questions, because, like, yeah, I stopped following baseball a long time ago, so don't be afraid to send off-topic questions, or other sports, like football, or tennis, or, you know, swimming, maybe, just not basketball. If you send in a basketball question, I'm going to send you the negative reputation, okay?
Red,
I'm sending you friggin' basketball questions in.
But guys, send them in. Tell your friends. Strike3forums.com.